Hey, good morning. Today is 5:11. Yesterday was 5:10. I'm doing review, chart review at Texas Emergency Hospital for 5:10 on Al Gilani, A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I, Dr. A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I. First patient is ED. That's a 76-year-old woman who comes in with shoulder pain after she fell at home. Blood pressure was 179 over 105, then it came down to 160 over 94, never mentioned, given Toradol, 60 milligram, sent home with Motrin, Flexeril, no x-rays were done. Please consider x-ray in any type of trauma in the emergency room setting. Thank you. Next patient is JG. He's a 3-year-old child, comes in with cough, congestion, sore throat, positive strep, diagnosed after swab tests were done. Treated with Amoxicillin, mom was very happy with the care. Next number is EC, is a 65-year-old gentleman complaining of right-sided abdominal pain. He's been in the emergency room numerous times and apparently has a history of chronic abdominal pain, was referred to pain management, no workup was done. Patient was happy with the care, and he states that he needs to find a specialist because he does have to go to the emergency room a lot, and sometimes they treat him, sometimes they don't. No blood work, x-rays, or CT scan were done. Next patient is RS, is a 34-year-old woman with abdominal pain, treated with Demerol and Rocephin. CBC, CMP, CT, urinalysis showed urinary tract infection, also a worsening left-sided hydronephrosis compared to April of this year, and a right-sided hydronephrosis. None was mentioned. Patient was sent home with antibiotics. Please consider reviewing all x-ray CT results and discussing it with the patient before leaving and documenting your plan of action, especially with in face of worsening hydronephrosis, which was noted in April. When I called patient 3 times, no one has answered. I left messages for the patient to call me back. Next patient, you need me? Yeah. Next patient is MC. This is a 45-year-old gentleman with a 4-centimeter cut on top of right hand, was closed, offered tetanus and antibiotic. The patient says he's doing well and was happy with the physician seen. Next patient is AR. Is a 31-year-old lady, 32 weeks pregnant. Patient left AMA and decided to go to her OB-GYN doctor in Livingston. No one answered the phone. Next patient is JR, is an 18-year-old young lady with chest pain, diagnosed with anxiety, but not after CBC, CMP, cardiac workup, UA, UDS, BNPD, dimer, chest x-ray, EKG were all negative. Patient still having pain. She states that they didn't treat me with anything, although they told me it was GERD. Patient is planning to see her specialist, wasn't very happy with the care, but wasn't very happy since she's still having pain, but like the Dr. Al Gilani. Next patient is SD, is a 4-year-old child with fever, difficulty breathing, diagnosed with pharyngitis, has been on Amoxicillin for 3 days, 2 days already. His flu A was positive as well. Patient was febrile in the emergency room. There was no mention of flu A. Also, he had a rash. There was no mention of rash. Please consider documenting all pertinent information in the chart and decide whether or not you and the family have decided on treatment, i.e., on treatment or no treatment, i.e., Tamiflu for positive flu test. Next patient is LD, is a 23-year-old male with a left leg cut, more of a puncture wound, treated with Keflex and Tdap and sent home. He did not answer the phone. Next patient is JR. Tell him to hold on, I'll talk to him in a minute. JR is an 11-year-old young man, comes in with headache, tiredness, chills, fever, positive strep, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with Amoxicillin. Family was happy with the care. On that patient, LD, left message for the patient to call back. The next patient is JF, is a 60-year-old with injury to the right ankle. X-ray showed lateral malleolar fracture, Toradol, Motrin crutches, and splint was applied. Patient was happy with Dr. A and is going to see a specialist tomorrow. Next patient is JE, is a 10-year-old young man with abdominal pain, leg pain, CBC, CMP, CT, UA negative, diagnosed with constipation. The phone number left in the ER was a bad number. I did not see a prescription for constipation, but sometimes they're not documented. Next patient is TB, is a 32-year-old young lady complaining of left knee pain, was given Toradol, x-rays, no x-rays were done, was diagnosed with diagnosed with arthritis with RA in quotation. There's no evidence patient has rheumatoid arthritis. Please consider x-ray, first of all. Second of all, please document if patient has an RA what the plan is, future plans are for the patient. I left a message for patient to call me back. She did receive Motrin as a prescription and Toradol in the emergency room. Consider x-ray as well in an emergency setting always. Next patient is JJ. He's a 27-year-old with dry skin, body itching, diagnosed with allergic reactions. A 27-year-old male treated with Medrol dose pack, Decodron. He left no phone number in the emergency room. Next patient is VV. He's a 20-year-old male with testicular pain, which is more of a penile lesion, proved to be herpes. Lesions consistent with HSV treated with Zovirax.
I'll get her.
Thank you. Next patient left a message for patient to call back. Next patient is MC, is a 7-year-old young lady with fever, sore throat, abdominal pain, swab test negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis and treated with Amoxil. Mom was happy with the care, doing better today. Next patient is JS, 11-year-old child with headache, nausea, stuffy nose, coughing, sneezing. Swab test negative, diagnosed with Amoxil, Zofran, Motrin in the emergency room since he was after hours, and sent home with Amoxil. Mom was very happy with the care. Next patient is ML, 4-year-old male with fever, stomach pain, and red spots in the mouth, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with Amoxil, swab test negative. Left message for mom to call me back. Next patient is DM, is an 11-year-old young man with headache, dizziness, vomiting, was given Zofran in the emergency room, CBC, CMP negative, treated with Amoxil for pharyngitis. Mom was happy with the care received, and child is doing better. Thank you.